This was a super fun interview with Janelle Perales. And I got to tell you, Janelle was cracking me up at the end of this interview when she was telling me about how she was working towards qualifying for Boston. She was coming down the home stretch and she was trying to hold it together. She was wanted to put on, like, look good for the cameras, and the people were cheering, and she wanted to be finished strong and look good. And she ended up finishing. She crosses the finish line. She collapses, not just physically, but emotionally. And she's crying in tears. And a very emotional and, I suppose, descriptive of, as well. I hope I took you there just for a brief moment. But she said she went back and looked at the pictures and she didn't look like she was holding herself together at all. She said she looked horrible. So that's kind of funny. You'll hear that at the end of this interview. But I think a lot of people start out exactly where Janelle started out as well. And she was just doing fun runs with her sisters and her mom, and she was actually doing quite well. And she thought, what would it be like to try a program? What would it be like to actually train and put in a bunch of time and effort to see how well she could do? So she's going to tell you all about that in this interview. This is Drew, and you're listening to the Transformations Through Running podcast. All right, so before we get started with the interview, I just want to mention Complete Truth Protein. This is a protein supplement that we designed ourselves here at True Form. It is a great way to nutritionize your body and get nutrients you need to help your muscles recover so you're better prepared for your next run or workout. We choose a plant-based route. This is made with quinoa and hemp seeds. We have it processed into a powder so you can throw it in smoothies, you can bake with it. This is great for a pre-run to help you energize your body or energize your workout, or it's a great way to help you get nutrients you need that you've lost during your run to help your body recover and get you back to 100%. You can find more details at trueformlife.com/complete truth protein. All right, welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running, and we have Janelle with us here. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Janelle.
Hi, thank you.
It's our pleasure. So this show is all about running. I'm very excited. This is going to be one of the newer shows that we have going up on the platform, and I really appreciate you coming on and taking some time for us. So thank you again for being here.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, so why don't you just, let's just take a step back and let us know who you are and what you do. And tell us a bit about yourself, and then I'll get into some questions for you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess I started running in high school and, you know, didn't run in college, so it wasn't until the last few years that I've been more consistent. But I grew up in the Bay Area, and now I'm living in Redondo Beach. And I do construction management, which is kind of fun. I'm always on my feet doing different things, running around the job site. So, yeah, I don't know. What else do you want to know?
That's a good start. So you said that you ran in high school, but you didn't run in college?
Yeah, I went to a really small high school, all girls, and I did cross country there, kind of found it my sophomore year, and our team was really small, so yeah, we weren't very competitive, but we had a lot of fun out there.
And then so you decided, how come you took a break through college and then decided to start up again afterwards?
I think mostly because I was just so busy in college studying. I studied civil engineering, so that took up a lot of my time. So I really just didn't have any time to work out. And after college, I think it was a good way to make friends. You know, a lot of the people I went to college with, everyone moves away when you graduate. So I didn't know too many people still in the area. And so I found just a local run club and, you know, just casually met people through there. And we would only, when I first joined, we only ran like 3 miles every Wednesday. So, and I thought that was a lot. So we weren't running too much.
And then, so from there, you just slowly started to run a bit more. How did we could call it a transformation, I suppose. How did you start transforming into a runner?
I would, me and kind of like my mom and my sisters, we would sign up for these half marathons, and we did the Silicon Valley Turkey Trot a lot. We did a Disneyland Tinkerbell half marathon, and I kind of always been competitive, and so we'd go show up with minimal training, and I would really push myself in the races to see like how fast I could go, and I felt like I wouldn't get passed a lot, and if anyone kind of like tried to pass me, I'd try to go with them, and at the end of the race, I'd always be surprised and be like, "Oh wow, like look what I did." And that was like, running, I don't know, maybe 20 miles a week. And so I think finally I was like, "Let's see like what I can do if I actually like do a training plan, stick to it." Like we had always talked about like, going to the track would be fun, and so I like finally just bought a plan online that was recommended to me. And I just stuck to it, and I kind of made that decision like, if I don't try, I'm not going to know like what I can become or what I can do.
So what happened?
So then I qualified for Boston.
Really? So your first time you decided to follow a plan, you qualified for Boston?
Yeah, well, I really stuck
Wow.
to that plan. I didn't miss like any workouts. I think I missed one because I got sick. But I was determined, and I ran that year a 3:31 at Mountains to Beach, and I qualified. So I was so stoked. I was so excited about that. And Mountains to Beach is a good course because it's net downhill. So I was a little quicker, I think, than I would have been.
That's awesome. So, were you working towards qualifying for Boston, or were you like, I'm just gonna go follow this program and see what the best I can do is?
Well, it's definitely been a goal in the back of my head, because in high school, our coach, would talk about Boston, and he all had us watch Saint Ralph, which is a movie where, the kid's trying to win the Boston Marathon and perform a miracle. So I'd known about it, and I knew you had to qualify. I didn't really know what I could run in a race. But about halfway through the race, I'm like looking at my pace, and I'm like, oh man, like I'm in that range, like that qualifying range. If I can stick with this pace, like I was getting kind of worked up, I was getting emotional. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's gonna happen. I'm gonna qualify. And I think that actually gave me more, energy and kind of drove me to the finish.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so take us past that. How long ago was that?
So that was 2017, May.
Okay, so a couple years later, at the time of this recording, what does your training schedule or let's start with training schedule. What does your training schedule look like now?
Oh, it is so different. So back then I was running, 30 to 35 miles a week. I think I peaked at 40 miles a week. And at the time I was like, man, I'm running so much. Like I've never ran this much in my life. And now I'm doing like 50 to 60 miles a week. I think I just clocked 60 last week, so it's much more, and I'm still in the beginning phases of my training, so it's just gonna go up from here.
And then, so what, you have something you're, do you have your eyes or anything you're working towards now, or you just keep continuing to try to get better?
Yeah, so my immediate goal is I'm signed up for the Ray Miller 50K the first week of December. So I have a couple months till that race, but ultimately, so my PR in the marathon right now is a 3:09. So my big goal, and it might take a couple more years to get there, but I want to break 3 hours in the marathon.
That seems like it's pretty fast, I gotta tell you. Is that
Yeah, I
like a
gotta shave
really
up.
good time?
I've got to shave off 9 minutes, which is kind of a lot, but I BQ'd, which was awesome, and I feel like my next goal is, so the men's Boston qualifying standard is 3 hours, so that's kind of what I'm shooting for now. So I hit the female time, and now I'm chasing down the men's time.
So when you go, When you go, I don't know how it is like in the running world specifically, but is there like a competition? Like, it sounds like you're trying to catch the guys. When you're out running, are you racing the guys when it's like a casual run?
Well, we won't race in a casual run because we all, you know, we're trying to take it easy for our hard days. But no, I definitely let them know, like, I'm coming after you. And they'll say the same thing to me. They'll be like, I'm afraid you're going to, like, beat me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
You're like, yes, yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot of work to do, but I've been getting faster and it's been a lot of fun. So yeah, it's something I'm shooting for.
And I think, well, from what I've heard, it's challenging to get faster or to shave off. Like, I think people usually shave off like maybe a few minutes or seconds off their times. It seems like, is that correct? Like, is it a big challenge for you to drop 9 minutes, like not 9 whole minutes?
I think once you get closer to like your true potential, then yeah, it's harder and harder. You're shaving off like less and less time. But I've been able to keep like bringing down my time, you know, by 13 minutes, 6 minutes. So I'm hoping to still, yeah, be able to drop a few minutes. I think realistically, my next marathon, I'd be shooting for a 3:05. So I'd only have to drop 4 minutes. And then, you know, after that, I can kind of assess how I'm feeling and where to go from there. So I'm not trying to do it all at once. I'm just trying to chip away at it.
Good plan. Tell me about how many days a week you're running right now?
6 days a week.
Wow. So only one day off for recovery.
Yeah.
And how does your body recover? I guess you run shorter runs and easier runs. Is that, why don't you take us through a weekly schedule for what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I'll have 2 speed workouts a week, normally Tuesday, Thursdays, and those are always different. It might be, you know, one day on the track, one day doing hill repeats, or, you know, a long progression run where every mile you're running 10 to 15 seconds faster for maybe 8 to 10 miles. My coach has actually been giving me a lot of different varied workouts, which is really fun. So I'm never doing the same thing twice, and every week is different. So it kind of keeps me on my toes. And then all the other runs are just slow. The pace doesn't matter. Just, you know, take it easy. It has been hard to recover just because I feel like I need to up my water intake and sleep more, but it's hard to, you know, sleep for 10 hours when I got to go to work and I'm getting home late, coming back from a run, got to, you know, eat dinner, do my laundry, do all that stuff and fit it all in. And then on top of that, last weekend, my off day was Sunday, and last minute we decided to go hike Mount Langley, which is like 14,000 feet up in the High Sierra. And so that kind of destroyed me, and I've been regretting that this whole week. I've been so tired during every run, but I'm starting to feel better. But yeah, that probably wasn't the smartest decision. I feel like I need to focus on my recovery a little bit more as I'm upping my mileage to make sure I'm running the best I can.
And what does recovery look like? Do you do any kind of stretching? You sit in the ice tub. Is there any kind of recovery that you spend a little bit extra time on?
Yeah, so I have one of those Hypervolts, and I'll try to do that after, you know, whenever my legs are sore. It's like a, do you know what that is? It's like a
vibration machine?
Like a gun thing that you
use.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
It, like, kind of massages your muscles for you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Sorry. Does that help? I've seen them before. I've never actually tried one.
Yeah. It's insane. The first time I used it, like, my muscles just, like, freaked out. I feel like they were so tight. And after that, like, it really loosens them up. Yeah, it's a really nice way to self-massage. But besides that, it's just, you know, drinking water and sleeping. I don't really do ice baths. I'll try to do, like, more heating pads just to keep everything flowing and flushing out through the muscles.
And stretching, how often do you stretch? Is that something you regularly do, or are you one of those people that doesn't really stretch very much?
Yeah, so I could do much better with stretching and like foam rolling. It's just hard. It's hard to do it, but
it's okay. No judgment here. Judgment free zone.
Yeah, so I don't really, but I should, and everyone else should too.
Do what I say, not what I do. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, exactly.
And then nutrition. What does nutrition look like for you? Is that something that you're working towards to help with recovery, or is it not really a concern for you?
I don't focus on it too much. Of course, I try to limit like sweets, and I try to get a good amount of protein and vegetables. But yeah, I'm not counting calories or too worried about my food.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to get a chance to interview a lot of runners, and I have interviewed a handful in the past. It seems like nutrition isn't really like a runner's thing. They're not like super strict. They're just like, meh, I eat what I want.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am.
Okay. I just want to circle back here. That Hypervolt, I was interested in them. Like, I've seen them, and I was like, oh, maybe that'd be a cool thing to try. Can you tell me, is that the name brand of it, and where did you get it?
Let me just make sure. We actually just got it at the expo at the Boston Marathon last year.
Okay.
But my friend had one, and I think she got hers from REI. Yeah, so it's called the Hypervolt. That's the model I have. They're a little expensive, but I think they're definitely worth it if you're using it, you know, every other day. They really do help.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you for that. And then I wanted to ask you about the mental part of running. It seems like, I don't know if it's half and half or 80-20, but there's got to be a lot of mental things going on, focus, and maybe taking yourself out of your body element when you're running such long distances. What is that like for you? Is there anything that you do specifically that can take you to a different place maybe when you're running these long distances?
Yeah, I think it must be the fact that I'm just so competitive. I have a really strong mental game. You know, I've trained for marathons with friends in the past, and then on race day, I feel like I can kind of run even faster than what, you know, we all trained for. And I just think that, like, I kind of never let my mind wander in a race. I'm always, you know, it's constant, like, you know, checking in, like, okay, how are you feeling? Keep breathing. You know, this is hard. Like, I try not to, like, let the fact that I'm going, you know, at a fast pace affect me. I try to just tell myself, like, relax, like, make it feel easy. Like, so I think my mental game is pretty strong, which is nice. I'm very lucky for that.
That's awesome. So is there anything that you do specifically, or is that, do you feel like that's been ingrained in you for years?
I think I just, really positive. I'm just like constantly kind of like a coach. Like, I'm always coaching myself through the run, you know, like just, you know, saying little mantras to myself. And I never tell myself like I can't do it. You know, I'm always really positive about it.
And how long have you been running with the South Bay Runners Club?
I want to say three years now.
And are all your runs with them? You run six times a week. Are you doing some runs on alone? Or are they with groups? Or how does that work for you?
I try to run with people as much as I can. I think it helps so much. It like distracts me. It makes the runs just go by so fast, and it's a good time to just catch up with people and talk to people. So I would say maybe 4 or 5 of my runs every week are with people. Today I ran alone, but Monday that was with people. Tuesday I went to the track and there were people there. Wednesday was with the group. And then Friday mornings I'm always running with the all of the SBRC ladies. We go at 5 a.m. at Manhattan Beach Pier, and we'll run like 5 miles, and then we always get coffee afterwards. So that's my favorite run of the week.
Because of the coffee afterwards?
Because of the coffee, yeah. Basically, coffee club.
Okay. And so I want to come back to the beginning when you initially said that you were kind of doing fun runs with your sister and your mom. Is that correct? Okay. So I feel like a lot of people are at that stage. A lot of people, well, I'm sure there's quite a few people thinking about getting into running or more competitive running, but I feel like there's a lot of people that do fun runs on a regular basis. What is there anything that you could share with us that took you to that next level? I know you kind of just wanted to try it, but is there anything like any inspiration or motivation that got you from doing those fun runs to doing something a bit more competitive, or taking that leap to saying like, I'm going to try this program and to see how I can do?
I would say just sign up for a plan or sign up for a coach, because once you invest some money into it, then you're gonna feel like, well, I paid for this plan, I want to see it through. And then you don't have to think about what am I gonna run tomorrow, like how do I even train, like someone's already telling you how to do it, and it makes it really easy. You just have to follow the plan and like trust in the plan. So I think, getting, and I would recommend getting a coach. There's a lot of coaches available now, and they're, reasonably priced, and they, you don't have to worry about anything. They're gonna, if you have a bad day, like they can adjust your plan for you and tell you what to do. Like it makes it so easy. You just have to listen to someone.
That might be the challenging part. You have to do what you're told. Can you maybe, I'd like to visualize, maybe for our listeners, maybe for myself, can you take us through a couple minutes of that last race where you, sorry, not the last race, but the race where you were qualifying for Boston? Maybe when you looked at your watch and you had an idea like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. I'm going to be able to reach this time. Like maybe there's some self-doubt, or maybe you knew you were going to do it. Could you share with us the last couple minutes of that run?
Yeah, so I think the scary part was my quads were on fire because Mountains to Beach is downhill, and I did not do a lot of downhill running, so my quads were taking a beating, and I was basically thinking like I'm either gonna qualify or I'm gonna like cramp and have to walk the last half mile, which would have put my time, I wouldn't have qualified if that happened. So I was just, I did pick it up the last couple minutes because there's this like straightaway along the ocean, and there's tons of people on, either side of the course. And so, you're feeling the energy from them. You know you're close to the finish. So, I picked it up. I wanted to look strong for the finish line photos. But yeah, I was thinking like I just, got to hold on. Like my legs just have to last a little bit longer. At that point I think I like then knew I was gonna make it, and I just got so happy. But when I did finish, I fell to the ground and I had to get carried. My legs were jello and I
Oh
could
my
not have
gosh.
run another step. Like I really redlined it, and I couldn't have ran any faster that day. So that was a really good feeling.
So after you finish, you cross the line, is there an emotional part that kind of takes over that you like, oh, I got the time, and now everything, like you're holding on to everything so tight to finish strong, and then there's like a collapse?
I definitely cried when I finished because I was so happy. But then your body's kind of freaking out, like your legs are dying. I take a lot of gels when I'm running, so I'm like have all this sugar and caffeine in my system. So then I had to switch into like recovery mode. But know that there was a few seconds when I did like cry because I was just so happy and I couldn't believe like I had finally qualified for Boston.
Sorry about that. I just took a drink of water and these stories are so much fun to listen to because I can like visually see you guys, you like crossing the line, and I feel like I get emotional too, and I'm like it's so it must be so invigorating. Is that a word? Invigorating?
What's really funny is that I thought, I was crossing that finish line, like looking so strong. And then I went back and looked at the photos, and I'm like, man, I like really did look like I was dying.
So you were like, oh my gosh, I'm like feeling good, running down to the finish line. You're like half posing for pictures, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't look like that at all.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm crushing this. Like, I look great. And then I'm like, oh, wow. That's what 26 miles looks like.
That's awesome. Do you have any pictures that we could share with this post of the pre and post, or not really?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I could dig something up. I'll send you something.
Okay, awesome. I'd love to share those when we put this out there. I think that's good. I mean, that's a great interview. Is there anything that we missed that you'd like to cover, or maybe sometimes people have a message or anything, any advice for any of our runner fans or listeners out there?
Yeah, so actually I'm a part of the Rad Rabbit team, which is, so Rabbit's like a running apparel brand founded by two women up in Santa Barbara, and everything's made in California, so everything's local. And they have they like sponsor pros and trail runners, and then they have this team called like the Rad Rabbits, which is runners and dreamers. So I'm part of that, and they actually just asked me that same question yesterday. And their question was like, finish this sentence, like when I run blank. And it got me thinking, like when I run, the one thing I would want to say is like, I get to feel like a kid again. It's my time. I can go out there. I can play. I can explore. I feel free, and it really is like a nice time to just like feel like a kid and relax and unwind from the day. So it may be hard, getting out the door, but you're never going to regret going for a run.
You know, that's funny is I was looking at your picture here that you sent for to go with the show, and it looks like you're enjoying yourself. Like it almost looks like you're a kid, like just having a good time.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love running. I want everyone to run too.
What is it that you love? I always wonder, like, why do people fall in love with running so much? Is there do you can you put your finger on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard for people that don't run a lot because running is a lot more fun when you're in shape, and it's a lot more fun after that first, 1, 2 miles. But if you're only ever running 2 miles at a time, like all your runs are going to be kind of hard. So once you go past that point and you push yourself, like you really can relax during a run. You can, zone out. You can, talk to friends. And I think, like, I don't know, just having that level of fitness to be able to run, almost every day. It's just so rewarding. I don't know. I love it.
That's awesome. All right, Janelle, thank you so much for joining us today on Transformations Through Running. That was so much fun. I feel like I was actually there running with you and some of the times that you're explaining with us. So thank you so much for joining us, and I can't wait to share this with all of our listeners.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Transformations Through Running. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for sticking around till the end. If you get a chance, a ratings and review would mean the world to us. It would help us know how we can improve the show, and if you're enjoying the show, a subscription always helps our channel out as well. We'd love to move out the ranks, share these stories with more people in hopes of inspiring as many people as we can in the running community. Don't forget about Complete Truth Protein. This is a plant-based protein supplement that we've designed ourselves. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. It's also a raw product. You can bake with it. You can throw it in smoothies. It's great to help improve digestion, and it's also going to naturally improve your energy as well. So check out more details at trueformlife.com/complete-truth-protein. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Hope to see you on the next episode.